Food trucks are so pervasive in Southern California, it can sometimes feel like they're on every street corner. From tacos and tortas to barbecue, even lobster. You name it, there's probably a truck out there for it. Now, for food truck owners, though, a mobile restaurant is often a cost-effective way to show off or sell their culinary creations. But some local leaders across Southern California say more regulation is needed to keep their communities safe. Among them are members of the Santa Ana City Council. And Gustavo Arellano is with us. He's the editor of the OC Weekly for KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
What does the Santana, as you call it, City Council want to do exactly?
So what they're offering right now is they're studying an ordinance. As it currently stands, the ordinance would basically legislate the taco truck scene in Santana out of existence. So it doesn't explicitly call for a ban on them. But if you want to have a mobile food truck, you have to, oh gosh, everything from, you have to stay 500 feet away from schools, community centers, and parks. You have to be 200 feet away from a brick and mortar restaurant. You can't have a scrolling marquee. You have to, you have to have a working bathroom within 100 feet of your truck, and it goes on and on and like that. And the craziest thing about this, Santana is one of the most Latino big cities in the United States. It's definitely the largest one with an all-Latino city council. So we have all Latino council members right now. They're all Democrats, and they're the ones who are targeting these taco truck owners.
The Santa Ana Police Department, I know, reported that vending trucks in recent years have attracted people who were, engaged in less than stellar activities, right? City staff say the trucks pose a danger to school kids even by blocking crosswalks. Is that a part of the reasoning?
Oh, well, it's a usual, won't someone please think of the children? It's a smokescreen. Council member Michelle Martinez and Jose Solorio specifically, they're trashing the city, some of these trucks, because they're saying, oh, they're selling Flaming Hot Cheetos. Flaming Hot Cheetos is such a delicious, obvious boogeyman for anything about the children. And look, I'm at these taco trucks almost every single day. In fact, I live literally two houses down from a taco truck. They are not blocking crosswalks. And frankly, if any of them are being dirty or attracting gang members or whatnot, then they should deal with that, but they shouldn't just go against taco truck spirit. So in a staff report, the staff said that these taco trucks, or police specifically said that these taco trucks are being taxed by gang members. Some of them have even been murdered by gang members. So the police department's solution is to ban taco trucks. How about cracking down on those gang members?
How are food truck owners, Gustavo, responding to all this?
So this is not the first time that the Santa Ana City Council has tried to legislate against food trucks. So they tried it in the mid-early 90s, they tried it in 2004, and they tried it in 2005. And every single time, food truck owners, to their credit, have banded together. The last time in 2005, they sued the city of Santa Ana in Orange County Superior Court and won. And the city council knows this, so they're really trying to pass something that will be able to withstand a legal challenge. But this goes down to the DMV code. Like, apparently you can't legislate food trucks. That's not a DMV issue, and that's not a municipal ordinance issue. That apparently goes down to the health department of the county. So here it's with the Orange County Health Department. And for the most part, they've had a live and let live. And here's the interesting thing with these food trucks, this idea that they might be dangerous because of the food they sell. All of these trucks, almost all these trucks, they have to park, the legal ones at least, they have to park every night in a commissary, and the healthcare agency are usually there all the time. I know this because I've been covering food trucks for about 15 years for the OC Weekly. And there's very few actual illegal food trucks. Like, there are street vendors for sure, but actual trucks, they're pretty big and you have to put a lot of money into them. So it's kind of shameful that the city council is targeting people who, frankly, just want to make a living.
Another story we're going to be following down in Orange County, Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.